I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today, we're going to be searing some lamb lollipops on our Kamado Joe ceramic grill and topping with a mint balsamic reduction.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 53 of Cooking with Fire. Today, we're cooking up a meat that people seem to either love or hate, lamb.
Lamb, in our opinion, gets a bad rap. There have been many times in the past when we've served lamb in one of our cooking classes where attendees have said they didn't like lamb and would gladly give up their portion to someone else. But I can tell you, if we can get them to try it, they tend to realize they truly do love lamb when it's prepared perfectly.
But there may be another issue with lamb bought in the U.S., and that is the question of what exactly is in the package. FDA guidelines in the U.S. give companies a lot of leeway when it comes to the labeling of lamb. At its most basic, the U.S. law allows any cut, no matter the age, to be labeled as lamb. So much older animals are sold right alongside those that are 12 months old or younger and labeled identically.
Now, the big issue here is that lamb is at its best when it's slaughtered at a young age. The flavor is bold, but not over the top, and the texture is silky smooth even when seared over a hot fire. However, if you were to travel to Australia or New Zealand, two countries known for their lamb meat, you would find that there are strict requirements on the labeling of lamb. First, anything older than 12 months old is going to be labeled as haget. And once the lamb is 2 years old, it's labeled mutton. The older meat will appear darker in color, which is the only way you could tell the cuts apart when packaged for sale.
These labeling guidelines allow you to really know what you are buying, and when paired with the fact that Australian lamb is grass-fed on open plains, you get meat that is soft and buttery and doesn't have that pungent, gamey flavor that most American lamb has.
The good thing is that Australian and New Zealand lamb is regularly available in the United States these days, and a quick trip to your local grocer is all it will take to find the bone-in lamb loin you would need for today's recipe. If you're looking for larger cuts, such as shoulder or whole leg, you may want to find a specialty store or butcher shop that stocks these items. But even then, they aren't as hard to find as they once were.
We really hope that any of you who have had bad experiences with lamb dishes in the past, take the time to cook up this recipe. We believe you'll be pleasantly surprised with the dish, and who knows, you may find yourself loving lamb so much that you add it to your dinner repertoire. Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com Teaching Kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Well, before we get into the lamb, we're going to start off by making a balsamic reduction, because that's going to take quite a bit longer than actually grilling the lamb. This is going to go really fast once we actually get out to the grill. I'm going to start over a gas flame just because this is a little bit easier to control right now, but I've got the Lodge 8-inch cast iron skillet. I'm going to add a cup of our balsamic vinegar. We'll turn this on medium high, and we're going to pay real close attention to this because there is a high potential for scorching this sauce, so we don't want to go too fast, too hot. What I'm going to do next is add a quarter cup of white sugar to our balsamic vinegar. This is going to sweeten things up a little bit and make this even more syrupy as it reduces. So we give that a whisk. The sugar is going to dissolve. This is going to start to reduce down. Just keep a close eye on it. Don't walk away for too long. Essentially, what we're looking to do is reduce this by half so that there will be about a half cup of liquid, maybe a little bit more left. In the meantime, what we can do is go ahead and get our lamb seasoned up. So I've got a mixture of blackening seasoning here. I'll give you guys the recipe for that at kmuw.org. But it's some really basic stuff. Paprika, you've got some cayenne, you've got a little bit of thyme and oregano. And so I've laid it out, and it's just sitting in a flat dish here, kind of a shallow flat dish. And what I'm going to do is take my lamb lollipops, which I've just separated from one another off of the loin, cutting in between the bones. I'm going to press the meaty portion of that lamb lollipop into the seasoning and then set it aside. So we're actually kind of dunking these to season them rather than sprinkling, but this is going to get a nice even coating on it. And however much rub just sticks to the surface, that's how much rub we're using on the lamb. I can hear behind me our balsamic's at a nice simmer now, so I'm going to make sure that we're not going too hot. I'm going to come back here and just turn this down a little bit. Again, we don't want to scorch anything, and this can start to go fast. So we'll keep it at a simmer, just not let it get too out of control there. Finishing up with the lamb lollipops. These are all seasoned now. Got them sitting on the cutting board, ready to go out to the grill. Now, speaking of the grill, what we're cooking on today is the Kamado Joe ceramic grill. So we're cooking over charcoal. Now, I've got a cast iron griddle set up in that Kamado Joe. It covers half of the surface, and I've preheated that thing to about 500 to 600 degrees. You want to be in that range, it needs to be super hot. So I've got an indirect fire on one side where I'm going to take my balsamic out there, just sort of keep it warm, and then the direct fire is directly underneath the cast iron so that we can get a really quick sear on these. All right, well, this has been rolling for about 8 to 10 minutes now. We're seeing the bubbles start to get bigger during the reduction, which tells me that this is reducing down and becoming more syrupy. I'm going to shut the heat off at this time, and I'm going to take about 4 or 5 sprigs of fresh mint leaves. This is a little trick we learned from my buddy Eric Gephardt over at Kamado Joe, and toss those right into that reduction. And what we're going to do is we're just going to let them sit in there, and the residual heat from that reduction is just going to bloom all of that mint aroma. It's already coming out, smells fantastic. We're just gonna let it sit that way for about 10 or so minutes until we're done grilling off our lamb lollipops, at which point we'll fish out that mint and we'll have a really nice reduction sauce with just a hint of mint to go over the top of the lamb. So at this point, I'm gonna grab our cutting board with our lamb lollipops. I'm gonna grab this skillet. We'll take that outside as well. And here we are, grill set up, ready to go. We can go right into searing off our lamb. Now, like I said, I'm just gonna slide the skillet over on the indirect side, kind of keep our sauce warm. And then the other half we have the cast iron set up. We're gonna need a little bit of fat on there. So what I'm gonna use is some of this spray duck fat. You could use a little vegetable oil, something like that if you like. And this is smoking hot, so we should get a nice sizzle immediately. There we go. As soon as those lamb lollipops hit the surface. Now these temperatures, we're not looking at very long at all, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes each side. It's gonna leave it nice and red in the middle, just the very center, but it has a great texture. It's got a really good sear on it and a perfect finish. All right, going in for the flip here. We've got a great sear on that first side. Beautiful color. These aromas are incredible as well. You get in there too close and you really get that cayenne coming off there as well. Whew. All right, so just a couple more minutes there. We've got the sear on the opposite side. These should be cooked exactly the way we want them to be. If you want to press on them a little bit, you'll notice you get some resistance, but it should still be pretty soft in the center. I'm gonna take these off of our cast iron now, move them onto a clean cutting board. And then we've got that balsamic that's just sitting here being warm. It's got the mint that's been steeping in there for the last 10 minutes or so. And I'm just gonna take a spoonful at a time and drizzle that over our lamb. Oh, great consistency now. It should kind of coat the spoon. It shouldn't be super runny, but it shouldn't be candy either. But that's all there is to it. These are great for parties because you can grab onto that bone. They'll be cool enough to handle here in just a couple of minutes. That meat will still be plenty hot, and these are great little appetizers. Just 1, 2, 3 bites on each one. That's all there is to it.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a classic barbecue appetizer, the sausage fatty.